It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. We've got two live music acts here today in 1 hour. So it's a new thing here for us on Live Music Friday. We heard from Nathan Bell just a few minutes ago in the first half of the program. We're pleased to welcome a second musical guest to our show. Michaela Ann is an Americana artist who's a self-described military kid with family ties here to the Lansing area. You can hear Michaela Ann and her band at 8 p.m. tonight at the House of Eden Rock in Lansing, and we'll talk with her about her music here shortly, but let's hear some music first. What are we going to hear, Michaela Ann?
We're going to play a song of mine called Lift Me Up.
Michaela Ann, Lift Me Up on Current State.
The darkest nights in Kentucky feel like a grave digging just for me. Like my father before me, this holler plans to steal my pride away. Get through life from day to day, but this small town keeps my dreams at bay. You won't hear my hell no more. I'm picking up, gotta get right with my fate. Lift me up so I can ramble on in my pace. Lift me up so I can say the words I gotta say. Oh, lift me up so I can sing from the top of my lungs each day in my own way. Now our ties and blood run deep. This southern dirt roots my family tree. If I follow ancestry, I'll
Michaela Ann and the Wild Hearts, live here in Studio S on WKAR's Current State on a Live Music Friday. Welcome to East Lansing.
Thank you so much.
You've got ties to Lansing, so it's probably not your first time here.
Yeah.
Hardly.
Not my first time, not by any means. My parents both grew up here in East Lansing, and my grandparents lived here a long time. They both were students, and my grandpa was a professor at MSU, so we have a long history here. Most of my family members attended MSU.
I'm also told, though, that you're a military kid, so there was some moving around involved.
Yeah, so my dad was a naval submarine captain. So my parents both went to East Lansing High School, and then after college, my mom attended MSU and he attended the Naval Academy. Then they got married and thus began life of every 2 years a different state.
I gotcha.
Or country.
How long have you been performing?
I've been performing since I was a kid, but on the professional route of performing my own original music, it's been a handful of years. I've been touring gradually over the past 3 to 4 years, but now this is my full-time life on the road.
And you never cover other people's stuff? You write all your own stuff?
I write all my own tunes, but we definitely play some of my favorites from artists. Like, I'm a big fan of kind of classic country, so we do a lot of Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, but we throw in some semi-contemporary country music from, you know, like Dwight Yoakam, so I guess that's technically the 90s, and we do some Roy Orbison, a lot of kind of classic stuff in my mind.
Got it. Tell us about your band. How long have you been together with these three guys?
Well, these three guys, so my band, the Wild Hearts, is kind of a rotating cast of characters. The drummer here, Aaron Schaefer-Hase, has been my drummer since the beginning, so he's the staple. Eric Fry on bass is the newest addition. This is his first tour with us.
Hey, Eric.
And Davey Donaldson on guitar started playing with me in, I guess it was April. So we've been on the road for... We were on the road for about 3 weeks in May, and then this is kind of Eric's the newest addition for this tour.
And what brings you to town besides your gig tonight at the House of Eden Rock?
Well, we're playing my cousin's high school graduation party tomorrow, and so that's a good excuse to come and spend a weekend. But we're on a bigger tour, so we're going up to upstate New York. Playing in Rochester, we're playing in Newport, Rhode Island, and a couple places in New Hampshire, and we were in Ohio. So we've been trekking. In the past month, we went out to Montana, Washington State, Colorado, California, Oregon. So we've been kind of all over the place. I don't even know how many miles I've put on the van in the past 30 days.
Do you manage yourself, or do you have an agent?
I have a manager, okay. and I'm signed to an indie record label, so I have some help, but we're definitely an independent operation.
And you have a CD out and another one on the way?
Correct. I have two albums out, but my most recent album's called Ease My Mind, which is the album that this song that we played called Lift Me Up is the first track on that record. And we actually do have actual records. It's printed on vinyl records as well. And
whose decision was that?
That was...
Why?
Well, it's funny. Vinyl records are making a big resurgence. Mm-hmm. A lot of people listen to vinyl. And in my home, we kind of mostly listen to records...
No kidding.
...on vinyl. It's interesting. I don't even... I buy CDs for my van, but at home, we mostly listen to vinyl records. So it was a dream of mine to be able to print it on vinyl. I first released Ease My Mind on my own, and then signed with the record label, and they re-released it and printed it on vinyl. So luckily, I have a label that likes the art of vinyl.
And that label is?
Kingswood Records.
Kingswood Records. Whose music first really grabbed you?
Oh, man. Well, as a kid, I was a big kind of like top 40 person. I loved pop music. I listened to... Madonna and Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston and all of that stuff. And I didn't like country music at all. And my dad was a huge country music fan. And I started kind of like middle school, finally getting into country music through him and the Dixie Chicks. But when I was in college and high school, that's when I really discovered Patsy Cline and Hank Williams and George Jones and Tammy Wynette, a lot of the classic great voices. And I would say all of them, just the passion and the emotion that they convey in their voice is what really grabs me. It feels like it kind of squeezes my heart in a way. So that, that all kind of formed me, when I had been singing a lot of different genres, what really set me on my path.
Well, I tell you, you have been written up in the Village Voice, the New York Times, NPR's Austin 100 for being one of the top bands at the South by Southwest 2014 Festival. You're off to a terrific start. You must be excited.
Thank you.
We are excited to have you back home in East Lansing, as it turns out. We're going to have you play us out here in just a minute. Michaela Ann and the Wild Hearts. In just a minute, I first want to remind our listeners that Monday we'll be talking to a pair of Muskegon underwater explorers who say they may have discovered gold sunken in Lake Michigan. Kevin Dykstra and Frederick Monroe joined us to talk about their most recent discovery off the coast of Frankfort, Michigan, about 120 feet into the depths of Lake Michigan. That and more Monday on Current State. We're glad you could join us today. Michaela Ann and the Wild Hearts play us out. Best of luck to all of you.
I'm going back to Sacramento and I wrote it on a cardboard sign. Oh, Louisa, you're making me leave ya. Don't wanna go. Oh, Louisa, you're taking a piece of my heart.